KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Now, it has been one of the most tragic elements of the pandemic. About a third of the COVID deaths in the United States have been linked to nursing homes. People living in these facilities tend to be older adults at higher risk of death from COVID, and the disease spreads more easily in the congregate settings. So it is understandable that some may be thinking twice about moving a loved one or themselves into a care facility, and some may even be thinking about moving out. Joining us to discuss this today is UCSF geriatrician and VA quality scholar, Dr. Kenneth Lamb. Dr. Lamb, thanks for joining us.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
This is a tricky question, this sort of, should I stay or should I go? It's not that simple a decision, is it?
No, it's not simple at all. And I realized, you know, since the pandemic has hit, everyone's been very, very afraid of nursing homes. And yet I realize a lot of people have been afraid of nursing homes even before the pandemic. For a lot of people, they go in there not necessarily because they want to, but oftentimes they feel like they have to. And that really brings up the question, well, what are the things that we can do to actually avoid going to a nursing home if that's something that's being entertained?
And you recently published a study looking into exactly that, what it might take to actually keep people in their homes for longer. Tell us what you found.
Yeah. So we recently conducted a study where we examined whether or not people who likely need equipment at home have it. And I have to explain a little bit sort of what motivated that study. In my clinical practice, I see a lot of older adults and their family members trying to navigate this decision themselves. And, you know, it is a complex one. I try and think that, well, there are a couple of reasons why people are considering it. One, they're considering going into a nursing home because they need more help, but also because the environment or the home can't supply the help that they need. And oftentimes, one of the things that I like to ask is, well, what have we done to try and make the home a more acceptable place? When you really hone in on the specific problems that people are dealing with, sometimes there are things like, well, mom needs a lot of help getting into the shower. And so the natural question ends up being, well, what else has been tried, or who have we hired, and what equipment have we tried to put into place to help? And sometimes there is a group of people, not everyone, but there are groups of people where some of these pieces of equipment really haven't been entertained at all. And so the study was really motivated by this sense that, well, let's try and find out how often we're missing this and missing the opportunity to help people and trying to estimate how well we're doing.
And these people, pieces of equipment that you're talking about, they're not big changes, are they? Some of them are pretty cheap and simple.
Yeah, I mean, it really ranges. The amount of home modification that you can do goes anywhere from just putting in something like grab bars or a shower seat. And those pieces cost $30 to $50 on their own, or they can be rented from local agencies that are often provide some of this equipment for free if it's been donated or otherwise. But it can go anywhere from that all the way to, you know, change, adding railings, adjusting where cupboards are put into place. So there is actually a whole suite of interventions that can be done. So this is actually a subset, but I was just trying to find out, well, you've got this $30, $50 equipment. At the very least, there are people who probably need that. How well are we doing in the U.S. in terms of providing?
And how well are we doing?
The numbers aren't really encouraging. In our estimates, we found that maybe 12 million older Americans need equipment. We defined that by both subjective concerns, where people were reporting they had a lot of difficulty bathing or showering or a lot of difficulty toileting, or also from physical assessments where they went in and actually checked people. They found out that they couldn't stand with their feet at shoulder width apart, one foot in front of the other. They couldn't stay balanced, or they couldn't get off of a seat on their own. And there are about 12 million older adults who meet those criteria, and of them, 5 million just don't have anything to help them in their bathroom. I really want to emphasize that's not the whole picture. I'm not focused on just the bathroom, but that's the starting point. And so we're really even missing the start of stuff that could be easily installed, easily trialed. It's just not happening. And I think a big part of it is that hasn't traditionally been something that doctors think about. When they're talking to older adults, they might diagnose someone with Parkinson's and realize they start to run into problems, or maybe even miss that diagnosis entirely and just think they're just getting older and say, well, we don't have any pills or procedures for it. and just end the conversation there. And I guess my concern was, well, that's still a problem that these older people are trying to deal with, or their families are trying to navigate. What else can we be providing, and what else is there evidence for?
So as you say, it's a small part of it, but if we continue to focus on it just as an example, that if it's something simple that you can do to modify your bathroom, and something that simple may keep you at home for several years longer than you might have otherwise been, how do you start to change that conversation? What should people be talking about, and what kind of milestones should they be setting to think about what they might need?
One of the things that we really fight about in geriatrics is ageism. And I fight against it just because I think that it's just not a very effective way of thinking about what the problem of aging is. The problem isn't that you're getting older. The problem is that your function is becoming limited. And so to me, what you need to be focused on is that anytime doing your regular activities becomes difficult, that is the signal of a process. Usually it's actually a disease that's very difficult to identify, or maybe several diseases all at once. But that's the beginning of the process where you need to start thinking, well, how can we be modifying the environment? And I know people go to doctors because they want to know whether or not we can reverse it. And there are some conditions, sometimes we can find something where there's a treatment for it. But I do think it's going to take some help from both sides. One, from patients and families starting to recognize that it's not about age, it's about deteriorating function. From the physician's standpoint, I think there needs to be broader recognition that just because we don't have a pill or a procedure for it doesn't mean that it's not a problem for families, and doesn't mean that there aren't solutions from other clinicians.
And for the people who really do need the extra support of a nursing home or an aged care facility, are there lessons learned from this past year about what we can and should change?
I think figuring out who needs a nursing home is actually one of the hardest problems to solve, because it's really hard to calculate when is the right time. I do think that the biggest difference is that with the pandemic hitting and with all the deaths happening in the nursing homes, there's going to be a lot less motivation to put people into nursing homes. Is that going to lead to more problems? I don't think that's a question that we have answered yet. I mean, if you keep people at home and then they die from a fall at home because it was unwitnessed and they were unmonitored, I mean, trying to predict who that's going to happen to, or for whom, that's actually a great risk. It's actually very challenging. It's really the topic. This study is really the start of me trying to tackle that question, because I think it's a really pressing problem for everyone that I see.
A very important one. That was Dr. Kenneth Lam, UCSF geriatrician and VA quality scholar. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks for tuning in to As Prescribed.